Indiana man who accidentally recorded voicemail while killing mom's boyfriend sentenced to 85 years. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 13, 2023. An Indiana man who accidentally recorded a voicemail of himself killing his mother's boyfriend was sentenced to 85 years. Cody Allen Wade, who was found guilty in August of the 2020 killing of Carl Haviland, likely sealed his fate when he called his mom's phone and left a voicemail but failed to hang up before stabbing his victim four times. The 33-year-old was sentenced to 85 years in a state correctional facility by Clay County Superior Court Judge Robert Appel last week, according to documents obtained by Law and Crime. Wade was found guilty of one count of murder, one count of resisting law enforcement, and one count of battery against a public safety official, as well as two counts of battery resulting in bodily injury to a public safety official. In the sentencing order, Judge Bell wrote that Wade had a history of criminal and delinquent behavior that was extensive and serious. The judge also noted that on the day of the murder, Wade had already accumulated 12 prior criminal convictions and was on probation for an arson conviction. According to the documents, Wade fatally stabbed Haviland for having disrespected him. On June 18, 2020, Wade left a cookout and stopped by a friend's house, where he told his friend that he was going to kill someone, court documents reveal. Wade then walked several blocks to where he and his mother both lived. While walking home, he called his mother and left a voicemail but failed to properly end the call. Thus, the entire attack Wade carried out moments later was recorded for the jury to hear. Judge Pell added that the particular manner in which Wade killed Haviland warranted an enhanced sentence. Obviously, murder contemplates causing the death of another person, Pell said. But in this case, defendant repeatedly stabbed Carl Haviland not only in front of defendant's own mother but did so in spite of her efforts to physically prevent him from committing the crime. The judge went on to say that after carrying out his crime, Wade kicked and taunted Carl Haviland. All murders are gruesome. I think what made this case especially so was the fact that the defendant had inadvertently recorded himself throughout the murder, so we were able to hear the entire thing, Clay County Prosecutor Emily Clark said. There was taunting going on, Clark added. The defendant was making racial slurs at the victim and saying horrible things. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.